come full. I just ate and I just want to roll over right now. Oh, man. Have you ever gotten that masculine urge to watch dirt roll off your body, circle down the drain? Like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, I remember when I was younger, I did a lot of sports. And after you get sweaty and stuff, the best part when you finally get home is to take a shower and watch all that sweat and dirt just circle down the drain. It's oddly satisfying. It's gross. It is gross. But I don't know. It's kind of oddly satisfying, man. It's one of those gross man things that some men, me included, find feels satisfying, you know? Because you feel clean. Because you are seeing the dirt, the grime, the grit, hard work wash right off of you. It's kind of weird, too. Every time I wash my hands, it gets extremely dirty. Like, dog, what the hell was I handling? The fuck? Why so much dirt coming from my hands right now? And that's just one oddly gross, grotesque, masculine thing right there. It's just to watch your dirt wash off your body. And it's, you're showering in a white tub or white, somewhere you can see it. Somewhere you can see the dirt. If you don't see the dirt, you're not clean, bro. And then as I was growing up, I realized it wasn't just athletes that liked that kind of stuff. I mean, you don't have to get sweaty, but you could be a lazy sack of shit and not shower for 4 to 5 days. And you still get to see that dirt circle and roll right down the drain. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Rolling Stoner Podcast. Why did I do that, bro? I'm OX Kennedy, or you can call me Ken, by the way. This is episode numero, I'm not even ready. What episode is this? That's episode 128, 128. We rolling out here. And we're back. First and foremost, rest in peace, FBG Duck. I know last episode, I forgot those words. I definitely forgot those words. Rest in peace, FBG Duck. Just first things first. Just had to get that out the way real quick. But today, what's on the menu today is Velvety Sky. Or Velvet Sky, not Velvety. It would make sense if it was Velvety. But it's just Velvet Sky. That's what we're going to be rolling on today on the smoke break. And last week, I also said I'm going to get some songs for the ladies. Because, you know, it's just this show gets way too masculine, man. Like, a high percentage of my listeners are men. But we're going to be listening to Peaches and Eggplant featuring Latto and Sexy Red. And this is Young Nudie's track. Let's go.
They had a sound on hit your hoe. It be like this. I get behind your horn, then I be like this. What you doing, slime? Digging that pussy. Feed it back down. What we doing? In your hoe.
Relax. Don't want your nigga, I just wanna crack. Me and Nudie off a perk. He wanna see how this coochie she yeah. work. Fuck me good, nigga, make me squirt. I'm an Aries, that mean I'm a flirt. Sexy. Take it off when you fan a nut. Told him shoot that shit on my butt. He got a bitch, I don't get no fuck. All these niggas belong to us. Raw dog, put it in my guts. Fuck me good, nigga, make me cuss. Shoot up the club, make that shit bust like. Growl, bow, growl, bow, growl, bow.
Sexy.
Dig me down, dig me down, dig me down. Growl, bow, growl, bow, growl, bow. Eat me out, eat me out, eat me out. Hell, he pussy, he got the gold. Give me that net like Benzino. No. Give me that net like where it go. What thumb in my booty hole?
Sound like this
bow, 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 bow. Diamonds hit, bling, blow, blow, blow. Lace me out. Love them chopper sounds. Niggas green, my Birkin brown. All that in a bag of chips. Partners mad, I got them wilt.
He will.
Ratio my waist to hips. Bitches need to get a grip. Bitches need to get a life. He on my ass like white on rice. On my heels like he Mawadi. He low when I call him pop. I'm crazy, I'm sexy, I'm cool. Burn this shit like left eye. He think I'm boo boo the boo.
Wait, who?
Big old perky titties like I work at Hootie Hoo. That one up my nigga, we just did a wooty woo.
Wooty woo. Hook ever. In your hole. And that was Young Nudy featuring Lotto and Sexy Red. Peaches and eggplants. That's what they're calling it now. Not in your hoe. Oh, that's a great hook, man. Lotto was saying get exposed by 1090 Jake, man. 1090 Jake just got exposed recently, bro. He just got exposed for snitching. I'm not gonna get too deep into it, but yeah, he got exposed too, bro. Like, the snitching he did is not really severe enough, but because he's the snitch hunter, because he's the one that exposes all snitches, it's more severe just for him. If it was anybody else, if it was a street dude, it was a whatever, a rapper that did the same snitching he did, that's not a big deal. But just because if it's him, if the vampire hunter got bit by a vampire and turned into a vampire, it's like, yo, in your hole. Bah, 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 bah. Okay, so we're back. We're back with another episode, man. Turn this thing off. Oh, man. The last couple of weeks, maybe months, has been very, very strange. You know, because of the UFO thing. UFO sighting, it's been a huge secret for decades in America and obviously other countries like Mexico, when Mexico is in America too. I keep forgetting that. Area 51 and things like that. Big secret, big conspiracy theorists on YouTube and other media. You know, that community is strong because they believe. They have their tinfoil hats. They believe. This past week, Mexico just came through. Mexico came through and unboxed two, not one, but two mummified aliens. They say it dates back, the carbon dating says they back well over 1,000 years ago. Huh, I forgot what news came out like a few months ago that the U.S. government... Oh, yeah, I think they came out saying, yes, aliens are a thing. I think that was one of their announcements they made maybe a month or two ago. They made that announcement. But Mexico straight up did an unboxing on TV. I don't know if you've ever watched YouTube creators when they do unboxing videos. When you just bought the new iPhone and... they put it on TV and they do that. What's that ASMR thing where you watch, where you listen to them rip it open? It's real close to the mic so you can hear it. The ASMR part, rip up the lid and unbox the iPhone. That's the same thing these Mexican officials did to these aliens. They look like weird little aliens, man, dating back over 1,000 years. That's wild. That just leaves so many questions. 1,000 years ago, aliens was among us. Where are they now? Where are they at? And it's weird. These mummified aliens look just like E.T. Like, it look weird as shit. Like, what the hell? This is E.T. right here. Two of them. Two E.T.s. Sweats. Are they really aliens, though? Like, what happened? What happened? Was it like Noah's Ark? They put two of every creature, two humans, two lions, two dogs, two aliens into this ark? And the aliens just turned out to be two boys and they didn't reproduce. The weird thing about these aliens is that they're mummified, like the pharaohs and all these other people were mummified back in the day. And they look like they were mummified like children back in the day were mummified if they died too early. Are those really aliens or just weird looking children? Did you see the head though? It had three fingers. Three fingers. The head looked like E.T. The body looked like E.T. And the Mexican officials believe it to be extraterrestrial. But the unboxing was smooth though, man. You should look it up on YouTube, man. They unboxed it nice. Like, surprise. And I think these aliens was discovered in 2017. So they've had these mummies for a little while now. They just finally decided to unbox it in front of everybody. And this is a new initiative where they're just going to be doing this, just revealing things to us. Are we getting smarter enough yet? Because we've always had this idea that aliens is a thing, but the government keep it extra under secret because we're not developed enough to understand or to accept it. I mean, we can't even accept different people from different races out here yet. So a real alien, like Americans don't like aliens in the term of, you know, from Mexico, illegal aliens. They don't have a passport. They don't have a green card. They're alien. We can't even accept that. You think we're going to accept a real alien from real outer space? But it's crazy, man. Like, to imagine, where did we come from? Now, of course, there's no new albums. There's not going to be a stoner score this week. So that's why we're just going to sit here and think about where these aliens coming from, where they've been. How come these two just got smoked and mummified? And then there's been some weird images over Florida. I don't know. Aliens tend to migrate to Florida for some reason. Hovering around Florida. Because they don't understand what the hell is going on in Florida. But it's just weird how things just keep dropping, like, gradually. It all started like a few weeks or a few months ago. Just government started to reveal all these things that these conspiracy theorists have been ejaculating over for the last like 5 decades or so. They're saying you're right. There are aliens. Now what you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Huh? Yeah. You were right. Yeah, you're right. But what the fuck you gonna do? You gonna go off the grid? You're already off the grid. Well, what you gonna do now, huh? Yeah, they're here. And what?
But on some real though, I think those two aliens, man, they're real little. You know, the whole story of the Earth is just, I don't think we're smart enough to know what really happened. What happened to all these dinosaurs, man? How did they get there? How did we get here? Are we getting too deep? Huh? How did we get into Earth? Huh? Asteroid, a big bang, just boom, poof, right out of nowhere. We just turned into monkeys. Wait, what? There's a lot going on Earth that we don't know. If you just zoom out, we're not even, Earth isn't even a speck of dust. The whole Earth is not a speck of dust in this solar system, metaverse, no multiverse, galaxy, Milky Ways. Oh, brother. But look on the bright side, though, man. My name might be going to Mars. NASA had this dumb, well, I think they still have this dumb thing where you could just sign up, give them your name and your personal information so they could send you marketing stuff. But your name gets to go to Mars. Like, just your name is just going to be on a sticker and it's going to go to Mars. And I went ahead and gave them my information. So in 2028, my name is gonna fly to Mars. Oh, what a jackass, man. Like, close to 30 million people did the same thing, so I ain't that stupid. Stupid enough, but I ain't that stupid, right? So, as I said before, there won't be no stoner score this week. Not a lot of... Again, it's just been a very dry year. The albums have been super dry. But there are some big names coming out soon. Of course, Drake is going to be dropping soon. Puff Daddy is also dropping. I've been calling him Puff Daddy his whole career, bro. P. Diddy. Diddy. Nah, he's still Puff Daddy, bro. So he's dropping. There's a rumor Kendrick Lamar might be dropping. There's a rumor Kanye West has already completed his album and he's on a rollout right now. But there's a lot of rumors. But no stoner score this week. I might have to go look back to find a good, you know, album that I really skipped over, I overlooked, and give it a stoner score. But for right now, the only thing winning is Gunna wanna. Now Gunna did a, let me see if I could get this here real quick. That's Gunna. He filled up the whole stadium. That's enough, huh? Hey, he's really playing this. Yeah, he killed this shit, bro. Like, he had this whole, what is this, Barclays? I'm not sure where concert hall this was or stadium. Yeah, it was the Barclays in Brooklyn. He was really singing that shit. You know, usually rappers go out there and backing track pretty much covers it all, you know. And they don't say nothing really. If they don't speak, the loudspeakers are still gonna be singing their track in the back. So, but Gunna really performed it. Like, it's really him rapping, it's his voice, his vocals. And it was lit. It was sold out. Barclays. Sold out. Barclays. Out of this whole beef, man, Gunna is winning. Gunna Wanna is winning for sure. Snitch this, snitch that. But the rats are on top, bro. He sold this thing the fuck out. And his performance, I watched some clips on Twitter or X, and the performance was live, bro. Like, I was feeling like I should have went, man. This shit is wild. Gunna is winning. Yeah, I saw that coming. Knew it was going to be winning. But that's going to be it for all music, bro. Gunna wins. Gunna wins. Let's talk sports. Last week, you know, I got to hurry this up. I got to go. I got to go. It's not going to be a long show tonight. I got to go. But last week, I talked about football, and I talked about how my intuition told me not to pick the Kansas City Chiefs for that first game. And I was right. I just came to pat myself on the back. I actually have two leagues where it's a tournament style. You miss, you lose, right? And I picked the Eagles, and they just barely won. I was happy about that in one of my leagues. In another league, I picked the Jets. I'm a Jet fan. It's the first game, highly anticipated. Aaron Rodgers was finally going to get to play. I haven't watched all those, what's the show called? Behind the Scenes show before the season starts that they do. Aaron Rodgers was a huge star on the show, you know, because it's training camp and all that. I forgot what it's called. But there's huge anticipation for Rodgers to play for the Jets, man. He came out there, it was 9-11, you know, New York, 9-11. You remember what happened. He came out waving the American flag, going wild on the entrance. Four plays later, he tears his Achilles and he's out for the season. Mind you, he is 39 years old. When the Jets made those trades and put those money up to get Rodgers, I was not pleased with that. I haven't tweeted about it. Like, bro, why are we doing this again? We did this to Brett Favre. Brett Favre from Green Bay, after he was like 45, 50 years old, the Jets went ahead and scooped him up. Same thing, Aaron Rodgers coming from the same Green Bay. He's almost 40 years old, and we're going to trade so much stuff for him that if we don't hit the Super Bowl, it's a loss. If we don't go to the Super Bowl, the trade we made for Aaron Rodgers will be a total loss. The mother effer got hurt. Four plays in, he's out for the season. At 39, he might be out for the rest of his career. Because, you know, Achilles is not an easy injury to get over, you know. I mean, even for a young, if you're 22 and you tell your Achilles, you're going to be out for a season, but you're 22. But if you're 42, add 20 more years to that, nah. Nah, your bones ache on the regular when you just play normal. You go to sleep, you wake up, your bones are aching, and you're 40. Like, bro, I didn't get hurt. I didn't get touched. This was just practice, bro. Why am I hurting? Why am I aching like that? No, it's your age, Father Time. It's a young man's game. But if you tear your Achilles, bro, come on, man. It's the Jets, bro. I mean, I won that game because the Jets won. Zach Wilson, the bummy ass quarterback, came through. He's been bummy. Second string, I don't know why they kept him. Mark White or Mike White. His second string last year was better than him until he got hurt. Like, I don't know. Jets got a curse when it comes to quarterbacks, man. Jets just have a quarterback curse. And it's been that way for a few decades, bro. What's going on with the Jets? What are the odds? He just tears his Achilles so quick. So quick. The season just started. Four plays. Four plays in, bro. What are the odds? But I did win that because I just won. And I'm still alive. Hold up.
still alive. Hey. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. I'm still alive.
I'm still alive. So that's just the moral of the story is I'm still alive, man. It's weird because I'm thinking, because, you know, I'm in two different leagues. Now I'm 1-0 on both leagues and I'm still alive on both leagues. I was thinking my strategy was to never pick on the same game. I think I explained it wrong last week when I said you pick one team and you pick the team. No, it's you pick one team and you can't pick them again the rest of the season. Then you have to pick another team the following week. And if you lose, you're eliminated. You're done. So my strategy was to just pick on two different games so I won't be done on both. You know, if I die one game, maybe I'm still alive on another league. But then I'm thinking, like, what if I choose, if I have enough conviction to pick both of them on the same team, and then I'm just doubling the profit. So it's weird. It's weird. I don't know. There's decisions to be made. There's a lot of decisions to be made. But for right now, I'm still alive. I'm still alive, bro. Both leagues. The Jets one, I thought I was done for. Like, bro, that's the Bills. Buffalo Bills. And we don't have our Aaron Rodgers. Like, bro, our defense stood strong, but of course, our quarterback, our O-line can't even, but I'm still alive. See you next week.